We've obviously got Sam Hutchinson back from suspension. We've got Chris Maguire back as well. And we've had Jack McGoma train a couple of days. Mm. So he'll come. He might be featuring at some part in the game on Saturday. So three lifts, really. Three bonuses for us.
Is there an update on in terms of the long-term guys as well? And going into the summer, how are they? You know, just to get a final check on them, how far away they are from perhaps being available to even train again?
Well, the guys that have all had surgery and long-term injuries are sort of back out training, but not training with me, so not close to the main action, as I say. But they're all, most of the majority, I think 90% have got the boots out and running. So we're back in on the 1st of July, so hopefully everybody will be okay for that. I think at this moment, I think Liam's injury has settled down. He's got a bit of a pelvic problem where it's just a bit of an overuse. So I think it's anti-inflammatories just for it to settle down. And the most important thing is that he's right for July the 1st. Lewis Buxton, medial ligament injury, that is just, again, it's a timescale that we just have to, can't rush him back, and hopefully he'll come back on the 1st of July as well.
On Maguire, it was a big move for him, you know, going from Burton, scored a lot of goals in League Two. How do you think he's done in his first year in the Championship?
Well, when he first came in and we played pre-season, we thought, wow, what a good player we've got here, because he can handle the ball, he can manipulate it, he can use his right foot, left foot, he can get it into feet, he can twist and turn defenders. And then he went one-on-one with the keeper at Stockport and ended up getting a bad injury. And then we got him back, and I keep looking back at that Wigan game. Suddenly we got punished, well, several ways, really, because we got the penalty, missed the penalty, keeper stayed on, saved the penalty. But the most important, disappointing thing is Jack's been out since then. Mm. Just shows the extent of the injury that he picked up there. But Jax, again, he's one that came in that we wanted him to hit the ground running. Big learning curve for him coming from Burton Albion. But like any players that you sign, it doesn't matter if they're free transfers or even the Premier League, they've signed players for multi-million pounds. You want them to hit the ground running, but some take a little bit of time to sort of settle in and get going. Unfortunately, Jax has had two big injuries which have stalled him away from the first team and getting valuable football. But he'll be better for a pre-season with us from July the 1st, as will Hattie, as will everybody. One thing I do know is that when the players come back, there'll be no question marks on the fitness when we go on to August the 9th.
Have you got big plans? Have you already sort of started to draw up exactly what you're going to be doing this summer?
Yeah, I'm going to be very, very busy. One thing, I've had a brief chat with the chairman. He knows the players I want to bring to this football club. He knows I want to improve on the start that we had last season, which was not acceptable. If I summed it up, our season in three-thirds, we've probably been poor, good, and probably average. Mm. Next season, I want to be good all the way through. So, but I need a squad of players for that.
Was that a very positive conversation then with the chairman?
Yeah, it was a case of me identifying the players that I want to bring into the football club, who I think are going to improve the squad, improve Sheffield Wednesday, and we can be a team more consistently.
Do you know what kind of a budget you're going to get? Is it going to improve?
And that's not been discussed. All I've done is hit the chairman with the players that I've identified that I want to bring to this football club. Like I say, it's going to improve us. And then I'll need to sit down again with the chairman and Paul Aldridge regarding the budgets to see what them players are going to attract.
What type of player do you want to bring to this club?
I want to bring players with leadership qualities. I want to bring winners in. I want to bring players that can play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. And I want consistency, and I want good players. And it's probably every manager is saying that. But one thing I do know, obviously the Bosman list will be coming out with the players available. What we want to do is be competing with them better players.
Is Kieran Lee a good example of the kind of player this football club should be looking to sign more of? I mean, he signed on a Bosman, I think, a couple of years ago. He's really established himself in this team now as a midfielder. Is that kind of the kind of deal that this club needs to look to do more?
Well, I think when Kieran first started at Oldham, I think he was a right back. And at this moment in time, he's having to play at right back because of Liam Palmer's injury and Lewis Buxton's injury. And we've probably missed him in that midfield area. It just shows that we probably haven't got the squad in depth of quality that I'd want, because we've last few games, not being disrespectful to the players or anything like that, but we've found it difficult against teams that haven't had major injuries that can fill the strongest side. We haven't been able to fill the strongest side, but I'm not using that as any excuse. All I would say is that you have to maybe have two or three or four players in your team that can wear several hats, that can fill in. Semi had to do it at Reading when we had an injury. We had a nightmare with our centre-half. Semi did a fantastic job, but same with Liam. Liam can do a good job at right-back, he can do a good job in midfield. Kieran has shown that as well. Chris Maguire's shown he can play down the middle and he can play out wide. So you don't want to pigeonhole people, but one thing I do know, we do need a 20-goal striker.
He is a good... Going just to go back to Kieran, and he's a good Bosman signing, though, isn't he? Probably hasn't cost an awful lot of money. Has come in and done a job for this football club. You know, looking at sort of League One and League Two and the Championship for those kind of Bosman deals, is that what this is absolutely the sort of the main thing for this club as it builds forward?
Well, Jack McGowan was the same. Came in on a Bosman, got 18 goals for Burton. And like I say, unfortunately, we've not had him for the full season because of his injuries. I just think the game is changing. All the money's in the Premier League. All the monies are not filtering down the Championship, League One and League Two. So I'd have thought that next season there'll be a lot of clubs in the Championship all fighting and scrapping. We'll all be fighting and scrapping for the same players, and it's going to be a bit down to pound notes in the end again. Now, one thing we do know here is the younger kids that we're signing at the academy, they can see an opening. Now, if we're trying to compete with them younger kids rather than the bigger clubs, they can see an opening that they can get into the first team, the Jack Stobbs, the Keelan Leverys and the Liam Palmers. There is an opening that way. So when we give the people, if they're good enough, their opportunity, they'll get it. Now, regarding the players that are on the Bosnums, it's again, whether the player wants to come, it'd be down to the agent and it'd be down to finances.
20-goal season striker then, is that going to be the toughest thing to get this summer, do you think?
It always is. It is always is, and probably not me, but 91 of the head coaches or managers are thinking the same thing. There'll be a few Bosnums out there. I think we've been linked with Matty Fryer. Matty Fryer's contract's up at Hull City, but they're probably in the process of offering him a new contract, because I think they'll be probably qualifying for Europa League, because it looks like Arsenal's going to get that fourth spot, so it opens the door for Hull City to go in there. So, but again, it's whether Matty wants to play a regular football or whether he wants to just play bit parts as such. But we've got other players that we can consider as well. But I'd like to get a settled squad early before we go into the 1st of July. Now, whether that'll happen, hopefully it will.
Managers have different takes on this. What's your ideal squad size, would you say?
I prefer two players for each position to keep that competition. So I prefer to have 11v11 games where they're competing against each other. I prefer for Lewis Buxton to be on his toes all the time, because he knows if he don't pull his weight, Liam Palmer will take his role. Same with anybody in midfield, or same with anybody out wide or in front. As it showed with Chris Kirkland, once we lost Stephen Bywater, I think Kirky just went off the boil a little bit, and we brought Emmy in, and suddenly you had that competition. So players need that competition. It's not just a case about it's about 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, that's where the supporters see the end product, but you need it all week. You need the players training the intensity of the game, getting ready for the Saturday, but being pushed. But if you haven't got anybody underneath you to push you, a bit of complacency can come in.
You've been able to re-sign Liam Palmer and Keelan Lavery to long-term deals. Are there any other players in the squad that you'd like to tie down long-term, or are you quite satisfied with the look in terms of that?
Well, I think we've got about 14 still under contract, and we've still got players that are coming out of contract. It's going to be down to finances, and it's going to be down to the budget that the chairman says I can operate with. Now there's going to be decisions. It's not just this football club; it's every football club this stage of the season. There's big decisions have to be made, but you have to do it right for the right of the football club. And if it means going forward that we have to use the money elsewhere, we'll have to use the money elsewhere.
There are some big decisions. Gary Medine may well be one of those. What's the future hold for him here?
Well, Gary needed to go out and get some games. Gary needs to get some sharpness. I think he's got 2 goals in 5 games. So it's worked for him, but he's got to come back on July the 1st as Sheffield Wednesday player. And he's got to compete with Hatties and the Laveries that we've got, and the Maguires. So he's got to force his way into the team. But the only way he does that is by training well, training hard, and performing well and playing well.
Is he good enough to make it work in the Championship?
I think so, because I've seen a lot of him regarding finishing wise. I think he's one of our better finishers. He doesn't snatch at things. I keep saying it, he passes the ball into the goal. He's got good timing. He knows how to get in front of defenders. He can head the ball. We've not had him for a big length of time. He will be like a new signing for us, but it'll be down to Gary how he produces on the pitch.
In terms of pre-season, have you been able to arrange anything yet? Will he be going away as a squad?
Yeah, we're back on the July the 1st, and the season doesn't start till August the 9th, so it's a long, long time to be just based at the training ground, and you like to get a few days away just for team bonding and maybe new players to settle in as well, but also get down to some serious work as well. We've organised a couple of pre-season friendlies. We've already got York lined up, we've got Bury lined up. Hopefully we've got a big team lined up for a Hillsborough game. And we're just finalising things. And once we have done, we'll make an announcement then as well.
What do you do after the final game? Do you get away? Or is it a case of, right, we've got to start planning straight away? And maybe those early weeks at the end of a season will be where the most success is had in terms of building for next year.
Well, I just said to you, I'd like to have all my team in place by the 1st of July, whether that'll happen or whatever. But one thing will happen, my phone won't stop ringing because the agents will say that we've got this player and that player. That's their time of the year when the agents start working for their clients to try and get them into the football club. But there's a list out of all the Bosnums as well. Hopefully, the chairman's going to turn around to me and say there's some funds to spend and buy a player as well. So I like to get everything in place. I'm one of these maybe boring people, like to be organised and prepared and have it all in place. If it means going into the last week of the pre-season, more often sometimes it does do, because these players often think the grass is greener on the other side, and then you finally get an answer from them. But we've got our targets, and hopefully we can get them targets in.
One of the things we've talked about a lot with the fans over the last few weeks when we think about the summer is the loan market, how you can use it. You know, has there been a reliance on it a bit too much this year? It's unavoidable, though, isn't it? Clubs at this level, whether you're Sheffield Wednesday or anybody else in the Championship, are going to have to sign players on loan, aren't they?
Well, you look at our injury problems. We've had the amount of centre-halves we've had. You had to bring loan players in. If not, you end up putting the pressure on a young kid who's not ready for the first team. Ideal world, I would love a squad of players where you can say 22 are all Sheffield Wednesday players, but the loan market helps everybody. It helped Connor Wickham. What fantastic. His agent rang me the other day to thank Sheffield Wednesday for what we've done for him, because he's now proving and showing what he can do for Sunderland. So it's helped him. The only way it doesn't help you is getting them in straight away and you're hoping that they're match fit, because they're not obviously playing for their first teams. That's why they're allowed to come out on loan. They're either coming back from injury or they've been bombed out by the manager at the football club, and they just want to get them out of the club. So we're having to get them match fit. So, but I think the majority of the loans that we've brought in have been very, very successful here this season.
Will it help this football club that you can maybe go to the Premier League sides and say, look at Ross Barkley, he spent time here, he's potentially going to be going to the World Cup with England, Connor Wickham's gone back to Sunderland and scored goals at the Premier League. Players have come here, had success, and then gone back and had even more success.
Well, when you look at the Premier League and you think, well, the monies that they have got, is the manager willing to stick his neck out and throw a kid in? No, he's more likely to go and ask for £15-20 million to go and find the finished article. So that's where it helps us, the Championship clubs, is to be able to get these players. Now, sometimes it's just a setback that some of these players are on absolute fortunes as well, and more often than not, the clubs are asking for the full payment, or you're paying part of the payment. So it's where they fit into your budget and your wage structure as well. But there is a market, and I saw it even early days. We had a boy when I was at Burnley called Jack Cork, who'd gone out to six or seven clubs and got 200 league games under. Now the boy, Jack Stobbs, will probably feel more benefit from half an hour appearance on Saturday against Bolton. That experience is invaluable for him, and it'll put him in good stead. Now, also, we need other players to go out and get regular first-team football. There's nothing beats that experience of playing first-team football. The door is a bit shut for the Premier League boys because of the amount of foreign players that are playing in the Premier League, but it allows us the opportunity to take the Ross Barkleys and the Conor Wickhams.
Liam Palmer had a great loan spell at Tranmere last year and I've given him a lot of benefit as he's made his way into the Wednesday team. Are players like Stobbs, is that something you consider for them? Maybe to go out and get that experience?
Well, I'm probably going to be on my rocking horse here because I don't think the under-21 league is working, because the under-21 league is average. They're average about 18 and a half, 19 years of age. So they've all played against each other since the age of 14, 15, 16. Now, Jack probably found it a little bit difficult on Saturday coming on, because suddenly now he's playing against a man. And that's what they need to do, is they need to realise what is needed to be a professional footballer at the highest level is playing against somebody that's physically stronger than you. Suddenly Jack now will realise, oh, if that happens again, I've got to think a little bit different. Do I drive inside him? Do I drive outside him? So that's where the loan market does help you with the younger boys. It's sometimes 1 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon at the training ground, a game against the 21, it doesn't mean that much. We all want to win the game, but Saturday afternoon, wherever they are on a loan, playing in front of, say, 5,000-6,000 fans, that's the experience that they need.
Let's finish with a word on the game then. Ipswich have missed out the playoffs now. Both clubs know what they're going to be next year, Championship team. What kind of game do you expect in this one?
Well, hopefully it'll be two relaxed teams. There's no pressure, is there? This time last year, like you say, we were going into the Leicester game. Well, not mathematically, there had to be some strange results for us, but we were still classed as one of the... We still had odds on us to say we were going to go down. Mick will be hugely disappointed with the result that they got at Burnley because they just wanted to keep their season alive. But we're still playing for pride. We've got to get back into that winning feeling, and we've got to get back into that habit of not conceding goals. And like I said, tongue in cheek the other day, is at this moment in time we're having to score 4 goals to win a game of football because we've leaked so many goals in. I want to get back to us being tight defensively, and a good performance and a good win.
A clean sheet, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
I'm sure my goalkeeper and back four would love a clean sheet. I would love a clean sheet. We're not struggling to score goals, but we are leaking far too many.